OG Podcast Network presents. Welcome to Fireside.
First off, welcome to Fireside. We'll be talking comic books the entire time. Ain't going nowhere, so dry your eyes. Already lasted longer than Firefly. Stay tuned, Mindy's got the creepiest news. From books to TV, the movie reviews. Plus the next toy, baby, here we choose. Even the superhero fight club, we usually lose. So pop in those earbuds, turn up those speakers. Feel Mama's power, Earth 2 with features. And either listen by weekly or you can binge us. We got it all, baby.
Are there ninjas?
So relax and lie back as we start another issue of Fireside Chats. Comic facts and wise cracks. Welcome to the show. This is Fireside Chats. Beep you.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another issue of Fireside Chats. I'm your host, Menti. And with me, as always, are, thank God, my wonderful sidekicks, Mr. Mauer.
Beep you.
Nope.
Asshole.
That was awful.
Lude.
No.
Awful. Press. Awful.
Beep you.
Nope.
Do it how you know.
Nope.
Beep you.
Nope. All right, let me try. Hold on. Mr. P features.
Hello, internet.
There's he, butter. And then there's Mauer.
Beep you.
God, what is with you?
What?
These are terrible.
You sound tired.
You sound tired.
Beep you. I feel like you got to end it with a burp.
There's no feeling in there. It's like
beep you.
It's like the
listen,
soul.
I had a week off from you too, and now I just don't want to be around with you anymore.
Okay.
It was nice.
Well, it's not for us. It's for them.
Them. Oh.
Them.
Oh, sorry.
And Mauer.
Hold on. Let me think of Steve Baum.
And Mauer.
Beep you.
That's. I mean, you kind of fell off with the you, but the beep was great.
It was my Captain Caveman.
Oh, okay. That was good. That was good. The beep was great. Baby Huey just reminded me how bad that sounds. But anyway, welcome to the Wednesday show.
You like
if you're new around
beep.
Here, that's where we talk about the news.
The new news.
No.
That's fine.
Do it the new way.
No, the new way's
the
got no
new
heart.
New news.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds terrible.
Sounds better than the nasally.
The nasally
new
thing's
news.
It's become a thing. Like, it's a part of it now, unfortunately. I don't even know when it started, but it's a thing. So, we're going to talk about news, as we
new
do, as
news.
We tend to do on Wednesdays.
On when?
Wednesdays.
Who?
Who?
New news.
Just stop it, man. All right, so we got a lot to talk about. Like, for example, which I can't wait for, we're going to have a Ninja Turtles Batman movie.
And, Punisher and Jessica Jones have been canceled. Didn't
crazy.
See that coming.
I know. So weird. Bizarre.
And Conan the Barbarian. Joining
Conan.
The Avengers.
Conan.
It's Conan.
Late night.
It's Conan.
Conan.
It's Conan.
I know, but it sounds so much better. It's so much funnier if you think it's Conan.
Conan O'Brien.
Could you imagine if Conan O'Brien on the Avengers?
I could, actually.
I would love that book. I'd read the shit out of that book.
Just tall, lanky guy. Hey.
Just commentating on everything. That's it. That's all he's doing.
Ooh, I don't know about that guy.
He's essentially Captain Hindsight from South Park. You should have done that. Thanks, Captain Hindsight. All right, let's get into the comic news as we always do. And I think we should start off with zombies. Mr. P features, why am I saying the word zombies and not in reference to The Walking Dead?
Well, because there's going to be a new story that DC is writing. It's called Deceased.
D with just a D. D and a C.
D and a C.
Deceased.
So I'm pretty sure it's going to be the DC logo and East in it.
I'm not even.
No. Everybody knows where our head is. Keep going, Mr. Features.
All right.
Okay. So essentially what's happening here is there's going to be like this techno virus that spreads around the world. And who else is left to stop it but
the Bat
and Wonder Woman and Superman.
Oh, the Justice League.
The Justice League.
I just saw the cover of like Batman fighting a bunch of zombie cops.
Yeah.
It's pretty much all I saw.
And it looks pretty. It looks
I thought
like
Batman was the zombie in this.
Well, that was what was teased. So the writer, Tom Taylor, who was known for Injustice, he actually teased on, I think it was either Instagram or his Twitter. He says, now, what are they going to do about that zombified Batman?
Can we just, can we?
Well, does this mean that Batman will actually lose?
No, Batman doesn't lose.
No, that's true. Batman doesn't lose. All right, let's move on to the next bit of news. And this it's pretty quick. Remember the Second Coming story we talked about?
No.
Where it was going to be Jesus and Sun Man?
Jesus?
Sorry, what?
Yeah, Jesus and Sun Man. You know, the buddy comedy. The buddy cop duo.
You know, Jesus, we're out of wine. Just get me some water, Sun Man.
So it was going to be a satire book where the Second Coming of Christ and he meets a Superman-esque character named Sun Man. And it was going to be kind of a jokey, fun book. Well, DC is like, nope, that's probably a bad idea.
But and don't worry, 7 days later, it's a new story.
Can this show be called 7 days later?
And it's gotten new life because they've relinquished their rights to it.
Oh!
So that means this book will be picked up by somebody.
Source Point Comics.
So yeah, Source Point. If nobody else, Source Point. But I mean, look, it'll probably end up on Image. If Image will do the Goddamned, they'll do the Second Coming. You know they will.
Yeah.
But if you've never read the Goddamned, whoa, that's a
the main villain's gonna be the Easter Bunny. Just a guy in the suit.
I mean, look, I kudos to for DC for even attempting this book. Because this book was going to be backlash city.
You know, DC was like, we're never even going to think of putting this out, but let's just say we are.
Yeah.
We'll get some press, and then we'll be like, nope, sorry, but then we'll look like the good guys, because we're going to give them their rights back.
Mm-hmm.
It's a feel-good story.
That part.
I still want to read it. Mm-hmm. I do. I want to read it.
Jesus and Sun Man.
It's a sitcom.
Boom, ba-doom, boom, boom.
They both just stop and look at the camera and smile.
Some right. Man has that gleam on his teeth when he smiles.
Let's get into the next bit of news. Mr. Maurer, I'm hearing there's a second Batman who laughs. So before we go into that, who's the Batman who laughs?
The Batman who laughs is Bruce Wayne from another dimension?
A dark dimension.
The dark dimension, who got a little twisted. What's he kill Gordon?
He kills everybody.
Goes
killed
nuts.
The shit out of the Bat family.
Yeah.
Yo, he just,
that was just vicious.
Has a bunch of orphan zombie vampire Robins with him. He's pretty
feral
effed up.
Robins.
The only character from that Dark Knight's Metal that's come into the main continuity as an actual villain.
Yep.
Turns out we didn't just need one. We now are getting a second Batman that laughs in the main continuity.
Eh?
Is that your Tim the Tool Man Taylor? Both of you.
And that's the news.
So, yeah.
No, so Batman was infected with Joker toxin.
Yes, the Joker wanted to commit suicide because the Joker has it set that if he dies, it releases the Joker toxin, which is how the Batman who laughs in the Dark Dimension became the way he is anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So he finally kills the Joker. So the Joker goes to kill himself, releasing the gas and turning Batman into...
And there was a good scene because Batman had said, even if he lets Joker die, because he was performing open heart surgery on him, Alfred was,
mm-hmm.
He told Alfred, even if we let him die, it's me killing him. So Alfred was going to some dark places, like if I just don't do this surgery well, the Joker's done and gone for. So he's infected with this Joker toxin, which is slowly driving him in. To counteract it, he's been injecting himself with Venom.
What's Venom?
Venom is the drug that gave us Bane.
Mm.
It kind of just amplifies everything in
it's
you.
It's a Bane drug.
So will he break something?
So what's going on is Bruce, his biggest fear is losing control.
Mm-hmm.
So he is really falling back on his structure and his patterns and trying to stay as focused as possible.
Right.
But he's starting to lose that focus.
Is it because of the Bane? Or the toxin?
And then the real big question is how does the Grim Knight fit into all this?
Yeah.
And for those who aren't aware, the Grim Knight is another bastardized Batman that they've introduced through the dark multiverse, who's essentially just the Punisher as Batman.
Yeah.
I mean, he really is. He is a Batman who has no problem with guns and killing.
And he probably is a better shot than Frank Castle.
Yeah.
Do you think we're getting Nightfall Part 2? Do you think Batman's going to go away and then we might have the Punisher Batman take over the mantle?
No.
I doubt it.
No. I like the idea.
Batman
wouldn't
allow it.
Except for the Grim Knight. I think the Grim Knight is just an awesome concept for a villain.
Or we get Tim Drake Batman again.
Tim Drake Batman would be cool.
Yeah.
Even Dick Grayson Batman when he was from Batpoint.
Yeah. Dick Grayson was awesome as Batman.
Well, I'm not even just regular like Dick Grayson Batman, but Batpoint.
Oh, remember? From Batpoint, yeah.
So for anybody unaware what we're referring to, it's Flashpoint, which Batpoint. Is when Flash went back in time to change the past.
But Booster Gold.
Booster Gold goes into the past and changes things and really messes up. So and then you get a version of where Batman never became Batman and Dick Grayson does, and he's just strapped with guns and he's awesome. Anyway, that's that. The next bit of news, I'm going to just skip past real fast because this is just weird to me.
And no one cares.
We're getting a new Jimmy Olsen series.
My pal Jimmy Olsen.
Okay, so Jimmy Olsen, Lois Lane, and Superman were like, you know, the greatest thing since sliced bread for a long time. And it made sense when all DC really had going besides Batman was Superman to give a book to Jimmy Olsen and give a book to Lois Lane. But we don't need Jimmy Olsen books anymore. We have so much. We have a plethora of choices.
We even had a shitty Jimmy Olsen in the movie.
I just want you to... You said we don't need Jimmy Olsen books anymore. We didn't need them in the first place.
Well, no. I could see why they
were. So they were fun, kiddie-type books, though.
Yeah, except for Batman was a... Or excuse me, Superman was a dick in those books. Superman was such a dick. But I get the reason for those books existing then, especially capitalizing on the popularity of Superman. It made perfect sense. But now there's so many choices. Who's going to walk through the new comics rack and go, ooh, Jimmy Olsen?
Are they going to make Jimmy Olsen like he was in the movie where he's like a CIA?
No, it's just regular redhead Jimmy.
Moving on.
It's dopey Jimmy with the camera.
Features.
Is this coming
Stop
off that,
giving him energy.
This is something to do. It's being set up by that with Latverian. Leviathan. Leviathan. That's the one. The Brian Michael Bendis book that's coming out. Like the big arcing overall story that DC's trying to set up.
BMB. Listen.
With Jimmy Olsen?
Well, no, his story is going to take place because of Leviathan. So Leviathan's story is going to be the catalyst for the Jimmy Olsen book.
Here's what I'm going to say. I was talking this weekend with a friend who is already jumped ship on Superman because of Brian Michael Bendis. And I think I figured out this story that Bendis is telling is a story he's had in his head for Superman for years. So when he stepped in, he's like, I don't care what you guys are currently doing or where you were working towards. This is the story I want to tell. Because it feels like he's like, screw everything that's been going good the past year or so. This is my story, and I'm going to make whatever changes I want to tell my story. Now, hopefully the payoff of Brian Michael Bendis in the DC universe is going to be worth it, because otherwise he's starting to lose people.
This better be good, Bendis.
All right. Let's move on to the next bit of news, which is Conan the Barbarian. We've already talked about this before, that he's joining the Marvel comics world. He was going to get a Marvel book. Mm. And then there was rumor about him joining the actual Marvel cinematic universe, Jesus. Marvel 616 universe, right? Our normal comic universe. And now he's going to be an Avenger. Like Conan. An actual Avenger. A new Avenger team. Adventurer. Super dope. That like it's a really cool team, but wasn't expecting Conan the Avenger.
I think the Avengers team, as we saw for years before, where there was one main team, I think that's done. I think we're going back to where there's multiple teams for different things.
West Coast Avengers.
West Coast, East Coast. I think they've realized that they can't make everybody happy with their lineup for a single team, so why not make multiple teams? And this team is written for people that like violence.
The way I see it is it's Avengers version of X-Force.
I mean, that's the way Conan handles things.
But at the end of the day,
violently,
all of this stuff is a cycle. It's going to go back to one Avengers book eventually. We'll see how well it does. But let's talk about this lineup. So right off the bat, we know we have Conan the Barbarian. Does anyone give a Conan breakdown?
Conan.
He has the late night show.
Plays guitar pretty well.
All right, go ahead. Good features.
Conan the Barbarian. You may have first heard him or saw him as Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Had a cartoon.
he did have a cartoon. It wasn't a lot after that.
He just
did have a cartoon. In a cartoon, his character had a sword forged of star metal.
Oh my god!
He fought snake people. Controlled by the
we're done. That's it.
Basically,
star metal
demigod.
I've never seen you just shrug on a microphone before. No, that's not a lie. I've seen you do it all the time, but I can't believe you just shrugged on a microphone. Anyway, so Conan
demigod
the Barbarian
type strength, amazing warrior.
Conan the Barbarian
carries a sword.
He's new Thor. He's new Hercules.
He's not. Don't.
What he is.
You disrespected.
No, that's
Conan.
What he is. That's what
he's
he,
not new Thor. He's he, Conan the Barbarian.
Right. Just like when they brought Hercules in because
he's
of
new
the popularity
Hercules.
Of Thor.
Hercules was always trash.
That's great. The reason they brought him in was because of Thor and the popularity of Thor.
No, actually, the Olympians have been around just as long as Asgardians.
All right. Shh.
In Marvel?
Yes. It's been said.
No.
No one cared.
When did
about
the
them.
Thor book come out?
Can we move on?
No. I can't. You're gonna sit there and tell me that Hercules has been around in the 616 universe as long as Thor?
Yeah. It just hasn't been like.
You mean
the
there's
books.
Been no books written about him?
There hasn't been.
Oh my
been.
God, I'm gonna throw a shoe at you.
But he's been around, allegedly.
He came out in 1965 in Journey into Mystery.
Who?
Hercules.
And when did Thor come out?
Please hold. Talk so amongst yourselves.
While he's doing this, the lineup is Conan the Barbarian, Venom, Punisher, Brother Voodoo, Elektra, and Wolverine.
Oh, sounds like a savage team.
And it's going to take place in the savage land.
Ooh.
It wasn't much savage. Long after Thor. It was only 3 years.
Still 3 years. Thor was out first. And then they were like, oh, damn, that went really well. Let's bring out another one. Hercules.
Yeah, but
Hercules was the afterthought in this conversation.
The afterthought to bring him in, yes. But the Olympians were around just as long as the Asgardians.
Can we focus on Venom? This is the first time that Eddie Brock Venom's been on the Avengers team. And Venom right now isn't the most balanced of people.
Are these regulated Avengers, though? Or are they just savage?
This is an official Avengers card carrying members of the Avengers team.
So,
Elektra?
Okay.
Brother Voodoo?
Well, Elektra is going to
She's
be like
the
detective.
Yeah.
But, okay. The only Avenger I recognize on that team is Wolverine so far.
Well, they're now all Avengers. They all now get that Avenger card. The benefits.
The benefits. The benefits. Let's remember that Clint still takes the bus, so those benefits aren't that great.
No. But Clint might be part-time. You never know.
Anyway, moving on. You want to give your... No. Maurer got so prepared for a Brother Voodoo breakdown.
Because well, nobody knows who the hell Brother Voodoo is.
All right, everybody just take a seat. Maurer, who's Brother Voodoo?
So Brother Voodoo is a voodoo practitioner who was a psychologist.
Okay.
Haitian descent.
Oh, wow.
Came back. His brother was killed by a voodoo priest.
Uh-huh.
Vowed to be the student of his brother's mentor. Has the powers to control fire, lower level beings, and transport people. And then other voodoo type things. He was the Sorcerer Supreme for a good bit. So he is powerful enough to go toe-to-toe with Doctor Strange.
And on that note, let's move into some TV news. So TV news, I think we have to start with the biggest bit of TV news, which is, we all guessed it, we all saw it coming, but The Punisher and Jessica Jones have officially been canceled. I kind of expected Punisher to go and then wait on Jessica Jones and cancel her a couple weeks after season 3.
Yeah.
But I guess they just wanted to rip the Band-Aid off and say, you know, screw it, we're done.
Well, that would have been the last show to go.
And they've supposed
to... They also, at this point, don't have to do much advertising because they're like, screw it, it's done.
Right. It's like, okay. Yeah. Watch it if you want to. It'll be here.
Saves them advertising money. So.
So, I mean, Punisher season 2 is pretty good. Jessica Jones season 2 is terrible.
Do you think that they wrapped everything up cleanly in Jessica Jones?
No.
Well, we'll see, because supposedly there were some rewrites and stuff, so we'll see. And they're also teasing a big reveal at the end of Jessica Jones season 3, so I wonder if that was added after the fact, once they realized that they weren't getting a season 4. Or a Defender season 2.
Do you think they asked Marvel, hey, we're canceling these, can you give us...
Probably not. Probably not. They probably just had access to somebody or something. It might be something as simple as just having the Defenders show up one more time. It's probably something in-house.
I think it's like a...
Or it'll be Hellcat. It'll be Trish actually dressed up as Hellcat, since they can't do a Hellcat series.
End it like Angel.
Anybody unaware, Trish becomes Hellcat, who is another Marvel character. It's essentially Black Cat, but just in yellow and blue.
Yeah.
And she's got like claws that come out as like whips.
Which painstakingly was the first suit that the cheetah wore.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Weird. Okay.
But I mean, say
tigers.
They're going to do the Angel ending. I think they're going to run at the screen. There's going to be a whole bunch of chaos going on. And they're going to be like, let's do this. And that's how it ends. Like open ending. The Defenders are there taking on...
Whatever.
Something.
And then they all move over to Hulu.
In 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years, they all become Hulus. Jeff Loeb teased that this isn't the end for any of them. So did Kristen Ritter. I believe that the rumors for Hulu are probably true. I don't see why they wouldn't be. A lot of rumor says that these shows get picked back up by Hulu after 2 years. So they do The Offenders, which we've been talking about, which is the comedy version of The Defenders, right? With Howard the Duck, MODOK, Hit Monkey, Tigra, and Dazzler, right? That's the group.
Dazzler, yes.
I could see after those shows bringing The Defenders back and it'd be a whole big deal for Hulu.
Do you think that Disney is going to be willing to throw just money at Netflix to buy out the contract?
Why not? I mean, there's so many people who are into those shows that it's got value.
At this point, Netflix doesn't care. They're doing fine.
Yeah.
Like, them losing the Marvel properties doesn't hurt.
Their content has gotten so much better and so much more plentiful in the past 12 months.
It's very broad.
But I wouldn't even say the same is true for Hulu. I mean, at the end of the day, the streaming services are all just rocking it out of the park.
But what I'm saying is they might have that contract and go, you know what? We don't even care. Give us this much money and you can have them.
Speaking of streaming services, let's move on to next bit of news. And I just wanted to go over our first initial thoughts on a couple shows. So I saw two of the three that we're going to mention. Maurer saw the other one. So I'll get through mine and then Maurer, you clean them up and then we'll get into movie news. Okay.
All right.
So right off the bat, I want to talk Doom Patrol, which is my favorite of the two shows that I watched. Doom Patrol is...
Hold on. Can you say that sentence one more time without me laughing?
My favorite of the two shows that I watched.
Just the Doom Patrol is your favorite anything now.
I never thought. But in the Titans show, that Doom Patrol episode is one of my favorites.
This is Jessica Jones all over again.
Oh my God, yeah. Absolutely.
We were like, that's going to suck.
And it is incredible. It's so wildly adult and so quirky. I was not ready for the level of strangeness to the show, which is really what drew me in. It's just so bizarre, and it's a great watch. The first episode is worth your time. I'm going to say right now, I think the DC streaming service is worth the money with just Titans and Doom Patrol. Just those two shows have been stellar. And then you have Young Justice Season 3, plus we've got the Harley Quinn show coming out and Swamp Thing, Stargirl. I mean, in general, that service is just rocking.
Everybody just subscribe to it so they can fix their interface.
Yeah, that would be nice.
They need some money so they can make it not that trash.
But surprised how great that show was. A somewhat okay show is Netflix's The Umbrella Academy, and that's the Gerard Way, who's the front man of My Chemical Romance. He created a show or a comic essentially about 43 women across the country, or I guess across the world, become pregnant and immediately give birth, and all those kids have special powers. This crazy billionaire adopts 7 of them and creates a crime-fighting team.
Adopts or kidnaps?
A little column A, a little column B. But mostly adopts, but they hate their dad. It's pretty obvious that some of them are okay with him, but for the most part, they hate him. There's a talking monkey and a time-traveling child. And
monkey?
And not just a butler monkey.
What?
Butler monkey.
A butler monkey.
Butler monkey.
So we go from hit monkeys to butler monkeys.
This is a butler monkey.
A butler monkey.
Butler monkey.
He's
a monkey
their butler?
Who's a butler?
He's their Alfred?
Yep. The monkey butler.
What kind of drugs did Gerald Way take?
Gerard Way,
first, whatever.
Start with the name right. Gail got it.
Shitty band, shitty name, shitty comic.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Anyway, it's okay. I'm gonna watch a couple more episodes. I'm not done on the show, but I'm not completely sold on the show either. But I'll tell you, I was the same way with, what's the Hulu show? Oh, I can't think of the name of it.
Runaways?
Yeah, The Runaways. Where I watched the first couple episodes and was like, and then I finally went back and watched the rest of it, and that first season was great. So maybe it's the same way. Maybe it'll pick up. It's only the first episode.
How is it? Did Netflix spend Netflix money on it, or
The Butler Monkey looks great?
Okay,
Butler Monkey.
Yeah, and the sets are all cool. It's quirky as well. It's coming off the kooky heels of Doom Patrol, moving into
Butler Monkey.
It couldn't compare. Was just one was just so bizarre, and then we got into one that was like Gerard Way bizarre. Like,
for
you
the
know?
Record, that's the name of the show, Butler Monkey.
I mean, Butler Monkey's pretty good. Oh. All right. So, tell me about Deadly Class. What's Deadly Class, and how was it?
So, Deadly Class is a show or a comic about a school that was there to bring people together to overthrow governments. So. You would train people off the strings and so like peasants and stuff to overthrow a government. Well, it kind of evolved into like mobsters and, you know, gang members sending their kids there to learn how to be trained assassins. Okay. And they bring this one kid off the street who has a rep of killing everybody in his orphanage.
Wow.
Setting the orphanage on fire and killing everybody. He says he didn't do it.
The Maurer of the show.
He's like, no, they were abusing him in there. He says he didn't do it, but then somebody says he is doing it. So you don't know quite if he did kill everybody or didn't, but it starts off just super, super violent. It intercuts some really cool, like, animated comic, like live comic panels into it.
Dope.
And the violence is there. It's a very smart humor show where it's in the 80s. It's the Reagan era. So what he wants to do is kill Reagan because he thinks President Reagan killed his parents.
It's possible.
When Reagan got rid of all of the mental institutions, one of the people from the mental institutions that was like kicked to the street committed suicide jumping off a building and landed on the kid's parents. So he blames President Reagan for killing his parents. But it's shot beautifully. It looks like a movie. Like the Russo brothers produced it. It's phenomenal. Acting's great. And it looks, after reading some of the comic pages, it looks like it's right off the comic page.
Oh, nice.
All right. Let's move into some movie news. Wrap this thing up. Off the bat, Mr. P features. What's going on with Black Widow?
Okay. So Black Widow.
Yeah, Black Widow rated R. Super cool.
That would be dope. So Black Widow is...
Not confirmed, Maurer, before you give a face. That's not confirmed.
What's not
Maurer,
confirmed?
Maurer giving you a face because you said that would be cool.
It's going to be cool. Yeah. Think positive.
It's not confirmed.
It's not confirmed. But Black Widow has been going under some rewrites. Right now, I think they're in the middle of doing principal photography for it. But they brought in Ned Benson to pen the rewrites. And Ned Benson... really sure who he is.
Did he write anything that we know? No.
Nah.
You know, rewrites are a common thing now.
Yeah. And I think it's like, from what it seems like, the movie's pretty much done. He's just coming in to probably fix some things here and there. But other than that, it's done. That's going to happen right before they start the actual filming. So,
you know, what's the difference with us getting rewrites or a lot of these films now letting people just ad lib and do kind of improv a lot of the lines? Nobody seems to complain when they hear, oh, a lot of the lines were improv. Well, that's freaking rewriting in the spot.
Right. Well, you know what? I'm not complaining about the rewrites, honestly. But as far as what you said about...
Get the movie right. Rewrite it as many times as you possibly need to.
Yeah.
It cracks me up when people get like, someone did this with, you know who Shane Dawson is?
No.
Shane Dawson is a documentary guy on YouTube. He's a YouTuber who's become like wildly famous for documentaries. He only makes like one or two of them, but they get like 40 million views.
Oh, wow.
So he's like wildly popular. But he just put a thing out saying that he's going to take time on his next one and he's going to postpone it. And people lost their shit. Like, everyone was tweeting at him going like, how dare you? How dare you get it right? Would you rather the thing be good or do you want to just consume it right away no matter what the quality is?
I think that's exactly what people want.
But I think it's funny when people hear rewrites, they freak out. But when they hear, oh, well, there's not much of a script, they're improvising and they're doing a lot of this in the moment.
That gets praised.
It's the same goddamn thing. Oh, let's do the scene over in a different way.
But
I don't like that way.
Writers don't get the kind of... love that actors do. So if actors do that, it's like, oh, well, look at the
creativity they did. They changed it. Level.
Writers, on the other hand, like, comic fans understand the beauty of writers, right? We understand what it means to have a good writer working on your project.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of people don't get that.
Most underrated movie rewriter of all time, Carrie Fisher.
Wow.
She was brought in for multiple movies, never really credited. And was always doing rewrites.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
Dope.
Moving on to...
We're gonna rattle off some quick ones.
Spider-Ham what?
So Spider-Ham...
Why is he on our news?
Spider-Ham is the man.
Yeah.
So if you watch Into the Spider-Verse, Peter Porker. That's what I said.
Okay. From the Porkers?
Peter Porker.
You get it right.
Peter Porker.
From the Porkers.
The spider who was bit by a radioactive pig and turned into Spider-Ham. Who made his big screen debut in Into the Spider-Verse. It was amazing.
Yes.
Is going to be getting an animated short that will release with the movie. I will put the teaser in the show post. So go ahead, welcome to fireside.com. Find it there. We will have this in the show post so you can watch it. It was very funny. It's very Looney Tunes.
Yes.
Yeah, Looney Tunes.
They gave him a very Bugs Bunny-ish edge.
Yes. Yeah. Duck season, rabbit
Butler
season.
Butler Monkey and his Looney Tunes.
duck season, rabbit season, duck season, rabbit season.
Yeah, rabbit season.
We got that, literally got that scene with Spider-Ham. So that's that. And the next little bit of news is Harley Quinn.
Sorry, I just read your note later.
Harley Quinn is going to be in James Gunn's Suicide Squad, which was interesting because from what Maurer's telling me is the original idea for James Gunn's Suicide Squad was to reboot the thing and not said, have the original cast in.
So he said he was doing a complete overhaul of it and he wasn't going to have any of the original Suicide Squad members on it. Margot Robbie had stated that she didn't think she was going to be doing it, that she has her own trilogy movies and one of them was not going to be the Suicide Squad. So now they're saying that Harley is going to appear in the Suicide Squad. However, they didn't say that Margot Robbie is. So maybe we're moving forward with a different Harley and the standalone and DC really is.
Well, I'm not mad. I also hear that the Jared Leto Joker movie has been scrapped. So
done.
That's donezo. So if that's done, done. We've got Harley, this original Harley, like Margot Robbie's Harley will survive no matter what happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like even if they reboot all of the DCEU, which is what looks like they're doing, Harley will be Harley. Like she's that Margot Robbie's it. That's going to be your Harley for a while until she says no.
One of the insiders for DC said there's three things that are safe in the DCEU right now. Harley Quinn,
Aquaman.
James Wan, and Aquaman.
Well, and we'll see about Zachary Levy. Shazam's up in the air still. We'll find out with that.
So as of right now, James Wan can walk into any room in the DCEU and say, I want to do this.
No one's going to stop him.
That's why we're getting that Trench movie, because the Trench is the scene that he read that made him want to do Aquaman.
Sidebar, you're not going to hear me say this often about any DC movie, but I think Shazam is going to be awesome.
Yeah, so my man, so stoked for Shazam. Yeah. Can't wait.
So scared.
Why?
Why?
You both are excited for the same thing.
Because it's Shazam, man. I've always been excited for Shazam.
Shazam!
Damn right. All right. So moving on from there, the coolest bit of news, and we saved it for the end for a reason, and I'm going to have to beat myself because we're getting a Batman Turtles movie. I'm so excited for this. I cannot express to you how happy that news made me.
Dum-da-dum-dum-dum.
Like, actually... Wow. Look at Minty's face. Look
stupid.
At his face.
How beeping dare you? How dare you? This turtle room, dude, you've got more Ninja Turtle toys in my line of sight than I've ever seen.
And Batman. And Batman. On your side.
You shut your whore mouth. I can't. I'm so like, I don't even know you anymore.
He was playing around. It's a very exciting thing to see. We get another Turtles movie. We get Batman.
I hate you, Maurer.
Hopefully it's not like a whack Batman.
Whack man.
Yeah.
Then Wobbin.
No, you don't make jokes. You've been barred from jokes about this topic because this is the coolest bit of news.
But
like, so they announced that we're getting a third Batman Turtles crossover book to round out the series that we've been getting. So this will be the third arc on it. And now we're getting an animated movie. Are you kidding me?
Ooh.
Dude, so excited for this.
Oh my.
I can't wait for a teaser. I cannot wait. Can't wait.
Are you good?
No. No, I'm not.
No.
It should be awesome.
At Pennywise that.
For those of you listening, I want to do a little teaser. Toying Around is going to have the next issue coming up next week. We're going to be talking Toy Fair. Cool thing for you, Menti. They listen to you at Toy Fair. Marvel banned. They banned any Endgame figure from being shown.
So we won't get any Lego spoilers?
No, that'll still happen because Lego is awful. Lego is just terrible.
The evil empire that is
but
Lego.
But they said you're not allowed to show any of the toy lines.
Can we give a better teaser though? Can we get like a better teaser?
We've got a lot of really cool things. There's going to be a Moon Knight 112.
No. What? Saturday.
Oh.
Saturday's show.
I got to give a shout out for Comic Playground. It is Frank Caliendo's comic podcast with people from his local comic shop. Dope. It's an awesome show. They're on episode 9 or 10 right now.
If you don't know Frank Caliendo, Google it right now and prepare to laugh.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite impressionists of all times. I'm super stoked.
So Saturday's show, we are going to be meeting Frank at a casino for one of his gigs. We're going to sit down with him. We're going to talk for about a half hour.
We're going to lose some money.
Menti's going to lose some money. But we're going to talk. He's Shucky. He liked comics when he was younger, but he was more of a movie fan. His daughter's really into comics now. Mm-hmm. So his comic world is coming back in with these guys on the show are kind of educating him in the world of comics. So it's really cool seeing him get giddy about different things that are going on in the comic world. Like you're seeing it through somebody's eyes for the first time.
He's giddy about comics, and I'm giddy about Frank Caliendo being on the show.
You're giddy about Frank.
So look forward to that. I'm happy to be back and say this, Menti. Do that thing.
Oh, that's so much better. You can find the show Welcome to Fireside everywhere online. That's at Welcome to Fireside at your choice of social media. Really, that's not true. It's just Instagram and Facebook or Fireside Crew on Twitter. But Welcome to Fireside.com is probably your best place to go for all of this stuff. Once again, I'm Menti.
I'm Features.
I'm Mr. Maurer. Don't forget to check us out on the OG Podcast Network. That's OGPodcastNetwork.com or the app this Friday evening.
Evening.
We are going to try, as long as everything's good on the casino's end, to live stream our interview with Frank Caliendo. Keep an eye on our Facebook page. If you haven't joined Firesiders yet, join now, because that's where we're going to put the information up first. And remember, I quit.
Why did we quit?
I don't know.
I like it.
Wait, what?
Deuces.
Excelsior?